I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. It is a great pleasure to welcome a member of the cabinet, a member of the government of Israel, the state of Israel. Yuli Edelstein is a minister. He is right now the Minister of Public Affairs and the Diaspora. That is vague enough so that I want to plunge into the details. But, Mr. Minister, I welcome you in this period of great, great business in Israel. When people go on holiday, the government works extra hard. So these last weeks have been a strain. But the holiday season in Israel looks from this far removed to be going very well. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. I think that what we can say as far as the festivals are concerned, we have all the possible festive activities. You see the seashores, beaches full of people. You see all the green areas in Israel full of families. You see parks, amusement parks, and definitely all the holy places, the Western Wall, the Old City. I have to share with you that someone who would like to take a walk in the Old City wouldn't be able to do so because it's too crowded, to say nothing about cars that can't even go in. And Jerusalem is full, and there are all kinds of activities, including by different government ministries, as you mentioned. When the people are on vacation, government agencies work extra hours, and the same goes for Ministry of Public Diplomacy and Diaspora Affairs that I head. We have a wonderful, right now as we speak, a wonderful festival of different Sukkot, of different traditions from Jewish communities all around the world, and thousands and thousands of Israeli families learn right now about Jewish life in different parts of the world.
Yuli Edelstein was born in 1958 in Ukraine, a part of the former USSR. He emigrated in 1987 after being a prisoner of conscience in the Soviet Union before its fall, and he graduated in Jerusalem from the Jerusalem Fellows Program and was a department head at the Melitz Center for Zionist Education. He served in 1993 and 94 as an advisor to the present Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. And Yuli, I plunge immediately into the politics of the moment because it's never very far in Israel. We are awaiting information about the exchange negotiated by the Netanyahu government with the Hamas, Gaza, Damascus gangsters for Gilad Shalit, a young man who has been held in captivity, in cruel captivity by Hamas for many years. We're awaiting an exchange of the first group of prisoners to go over into Hamas. What can you say about the exchange at this point? Is it still underway? Is Shalit coming home?
Well, he will be coming home during this night in the United States, early morning in Israel. We all hope and pray that will happen. I, for one, have to share with you that I wouldn't be calm about it until we see with our own eyes that he is here in Israel. At the same time, if you would ask me to describe the general feeling in Israel, I would say that mixed feelings would be more or less the accurate definition, because on one hand, as I guess every normal human being would be happy to see Gilad Shalit embracing his parents. On the other hand, it's absolutely outrageous to see murderers and gangsters, as you described them, terrorists actually from Hamas and Jihad and Ashraf and all these PLO, all these organizations walking free, though some of them are walking free after spending 15, 20 years in prison, but still for the terrible crimes they've committed, killing babies, women. This is, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm usually not bloodthirsty, this is definitely not enough. So mixed feelings, I think, is the right definition, but at the same time, the government took the decision, a very difficult decision, really a moral decision, and we are all awaiting for things to go smoothly.
I want to confirm that three gangsters, terrorists, Marwan Barghouti, Abdullah Barghouti, and Ray Avam, Ahmed Sadat, the murderer of Minister Zivi, they will not be released. Is that correct, Mr. Minister?
That's absolutely correct. That's one of the, I think, reasons that the government, the cabinet, had such a majority for the deal, because the Prime Minister Netanyahu and the team succeeded, at least in taking off the list all these big names as far as world terrorism is concerned. And at the same time, I do have to stress that those who walk free are still not, you know, little thieves. They are still murderers, and we are talking about hundreds of dangerous terrorists. But we do have to say that for us, the life of an Israeli soldier is still very important, and I think that the majority of the population of the country supports the deal.
Yuli, I had occasion in my last trip to Israel when you entertained me in your office to later on follow your advice and travel out to Gush Etzion and to see the view that you have in your community from the hills above Jerusalem. You can see all the way to the Mediterranean, all the way to the Jordan, well to the west, well to the east as well. And the view is stunning. Can you describe how far you are outside of Jerusalem? Because I could see the towers of Jerusalem as if they were next door.
Well, actually, it is next door. It's a 10-minute drive, and it's, I would say, 2-3 minutes walk from my from the door of my house to the place where, according to all the traditions, Abraham could see Jerusalem when he was walking with his son Isaac, and the famous story about the sacrifice of Isaac that, thank God, never happened. And I do have to say that except for the biblical part, it's next to the Patriarch's Road, next to all the places described in the Book of Ruth. But we can also touch upon, as you said, politics are never far away in this country, so we can also touch upon the so-called territorial concessions that everyone is so fond to talk about. From the place where I live, it's not only possible to see the Mediterranean, but under different circumstances, very possible to shoot easily at any part of Israel, from the place, the city called Ashkelon, and up to Tel Aviv and Herzliya. So I think for being in a place like that and looking around, always also, except for the historic and biblical part, makes you think how fragile everything is and how cautious we have to be as a government, as a country, in terms of any concessions or deals.
One more detail. I believe very near your home, there is a playground for children that was brought there entirely from Gush Katif, which was the settlement that was given over to the hands of Hamas many years ago. Is that correct? Was that, where that playground's from?
Absolutely. And we are definitely cherishing the memory of the communities that were part of the Gush Katif block. We are talking about flourishing Jewish communities that were evacuated 6 years ago. And once again, I do have to say that everything is connected. The very fact that Gilad Shalit, our corporal, our soldier, could be kept prisoner for over 5 years in the Gaza Strip could never happen if it were not for the very irresponsible plan of unilateral evacuation, unilateral withdrawal. And if the Jewish communities would still have been there, I think that this is the first time that we are facing a situation where the terrorists are holding a hostage for over 5 years, be it in Judea, Samaria, the Gaza Strip, and we don't have a plan B, and we have to go for a deal.
Yuli Edelstein is a Minister of Public Affairs in the Diaspora. That means he's a member of government. That means he has participated in all these events of these last days, very anxious. Israel is celebrating the holidays. At the same time, it is awaiting good news and resolution for at least one episode, now 5 years old, the return of the very young man, Shalit, to his family. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.